The Hainsborough Assembly meets Tuesday, and a local man is indicted in a September shooting. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. A Haines man was indicted Friday on 3 counts of assault in a September shooting. A grand jury indicted Frank Hickman of shooting Jason Albecker in the knee during a gathering at a Haines residence on September 28th. At least 8 people were at the house on Small Tracks Road at about 3:30 a.m. when the shooting occurred, according to police. Hickman told the Chilkat Valley News earlier this month that he was sorry about the shooting that happened after his .45 caliber semi-automatic handgun accidentally discharged and struck Albecker in the knee. Albecker was transported to the Haines Clinic and later medevaced to Anchorage for treatment. He has since returned to Haines and is recovering. The 3 assault charges are varying degrees of felony charges and carry a range of sentences. Hickman will appear in court at a later date to enter a plea on the charges. The Hainsborough Assembly meets Tuesday. Several items fall under the consent agenda, meaning the Assembly will approve all the items at once without discussion. Those items include executing several contracts for snow removal for the upcoming winter. Another resolution will authorize an agreement for a security fence at Lutac Dock. The funding for that project comes from Department of Homeland Security. The project is supposed to be completed by the end of the year. 2 items up for introduction under the consent agenda include an ordinance that would amend the terminal tariff and increase dockage rates at the Port Chilkoot Dock, and an ordinance that would establish a motor vehicle registration tax for the borough. If passed, those ordinances will have a first public hearing at the November 6th meeting. After the consent agenda, the Assembly will vote to approve an ordinance amending the borough code to prohibit verbal abuse, physical assault, and threats against borough and harbor staff, or the public at the harbor. It would also give the harbor master the authority to revoke harbor privileges. The Ports and Harbor Advisory Committee recently reviewed the changes to the code and made some recommendations. The Assembly on Tuesday can either approve the amended ordinance or set it for another public hearing. An ordinance making changes to the policy and code for heliskiing regulations is also up for discussion. The amended ordinance was discussed at a previous Assembly meeting, and the changes include postponing the implementation of a $5 a day user fee on heliskiing companies until the 2014 season, and requiring operators to submit permit applications by August 31st. If approved, the ordinance will have a second hearing at the next meeting. The Assembly will also decide whether to approve a $12,000 contract with Alaska Power and Telephone to provide 16 new LED streetlights. At the meeting, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game will make a presentation about the local Dungeness subsistence and commercial crab fishery. Assemblyman Norm Smith asked for the presentation because of his concerns of this year's crab season. He said it was difficult for local subsistence and non-commercial crabbers to harvest any crab because of the increase of commercial crab boats in the area. Shellfish and groundfish program leader Forrest Bowers of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game will talk at the meeting. The Assembly meets at 6:30 Tuesday evening in Assembly Chambers. The Assembly is meeting in a Committee of the Whole beginning at 6 p.m. to discuss the Federal Priorities Subcommittee. About 125 student musicians are in Haines this week for the Southeast Honor Music Festival. The choir and concert band will perform Tuesday evening at the Chilkat Center. Last year's festival was in Wrangell. Haines School Music Director Christina Mulready said the Honor Festival is held in Haines every 4 years. The chosen student musicians traveled here this year to meet with guest directors for practices and in preparation for the concert. The concert is at 7 p.m. at the Chilkat Center Tuesday. Admission is $5. There's a significant fundraising gap between the 2 incumbents fighting to represent a new Southeast Senate district. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld takes a look at some of the details of the District Q race. This is the first of 4 reports from Ed on campaign financing in the region.
Redistricting shoved Sitka's Bert Stedman and Angoon's Albert Kukesh into an incumbent versus incumbent Senate race. The most recent campaign finance reports show Republican Stedman with the most money. He brought in about $31,000 since the August primary. That's about six times more than Democrat Kukesh's $5,000. Overall, Stedman leads with about $64,000 raised this and last year. That's almost twice Kukesh's $33,000. Still, Stedman says he's hoping for more.
Well, it'd be nice to get that dollar amount up to about 80 to run a good Senate campaign. It's just expensive to travel around and advertising and stuff like that. It has a funny way of adding up.
The district includes Ketchikan, Haines, Wrangell, Sitka, Craig, and Kluckwan, plus numerous smaller communities. It's about three-quarters of Stedman's old district and one-quarter of his competitors. Kukesh continues raising funds, but unlike Stedman, he says he has what he needs.
It's really been hard to raise money, though, because of so many people are running this year. Every House seat and every Senate seat, except for one. I've even seen Anchorage legislators coming down here for fundraisers in Juneau, so they must have dried Anchorage up pretty good.
Both are members of the state Senate's bipartisan majority, which blocked Governor Sean Parnell's plan to lower oil taxes. Neither got money from Alaska's major petroleum companies or the political action committees they fund. Stedman's campaign did attract $1,000 from top officials at Armstrong, a Colorado-based independent oil and gas company with Alaska investments. He also brought in $250 from the ConocoPhillips employee PAC, but he's not getting much help from his party.
Each senator can get up to $15,000 from the party. I've gotten $250 from the Sitka Republican women, and that's it. I expect no party support out of Anchorage at all.
Kukesh got a little more party money, $500 from Juneau's Democratic Organization. Both candidates have raised significant amounts from unions and their PACs. Kukesh brought in about $7,000 from six state employee and teachers groups, plus two construction unions. All of Kukesh's PAC money came from labor groups. Stedman raised half as much labor money as his opponent. He got $3,600 from three construction labor groups. Five other PACs, including Saners, Dentists, and Hospitality Businesses, raised his total to $6,600. Kukesh also brought in about $3,000 from board members and employees of the regional Native corporation Sea Alaska, where he's board president.
I got some money individuals who work for Sea Alaska, but no, they don't have a PAC, and they haven't spent any money on a PAC. And if they had a PAC, they certainly didn't spend it on me.
Meanwhile, Stedman got $500 from the president of Sitka's Native Corporation. The candidates have met with business, community, and tribal leaders as they've traveled from Metlakatla to Pelican and points in between. Kukesh says voters have asked about education funding and energy prices, among other issues.
A lot of talk about the ferry system and the need for replacing ferries. The road to resources is a lot of discussion because of the Prince of Wales mines that are going in down there.
Stedman says he's hearing much of the same from just about all of the communities he's campaigned in.
The issues haven't changed or don't change when you move from one island to the other as far as off of the major hurdles, which is energy and transportation.
The candidates' numbers have changed since their most recent finance reports filed earlier this month. At that time, Stedman had spent about $31,000 and still had around $26,000 left. Kukesh had spent around $11,000, with twice that much left. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from Juneau.
We've also linked to those campaign finance reports on our KHNS News webpage. For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friedenauer. Special thanks to Ed Schoenfeld for his help with this report. Visit our news section online at khns.org. We're always open to your comments and appreciate hearing story ideas and topics important to you. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.